Welcome to Women in WP, a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community. I'm Angela Bowman. Our podcast has been on hiatus since November 2022, and I'm excited to be back. Tracy Apps, Amy Masson, and I started the podcast in January of 2019, and we met an incredible number of women from around the world. We produced more than 80 episodes, and after almost 3 years in a pandemic, we each needed to step back and reevaluate our priorities. Hosting a podcast isn't just about recording a show, but also includes editing, promoting, getting sponsors, scheduling, and so many other details. It is a lot of work. Amy has stepped down from the podcast and will be joining us, though, for our 100th episode, should we make it there, which I hope we do. And Tracy will be popping in from time to time, and I'll keep the show going as we find our feet again, which brings me to today. I thought, what better way to get back into it than to interview other women in WordPress who podcast? So for the next few episodes, I'll be interviewing a lot of amazing female podcasters in the WordPress space, starting today with my guest, Michelle Frechette, joining us from Rochester, New York, where she is an avid nature photographer, in addition to all the many, many other incredible things she does for the WordPress community. Michelle is the host of the WP Coffee Talk podcast, where she shoots the breeze with lots of folks in the WordPress space. She is co-host of WP Motivate podcast, the Audacity Marketing podcast, and host of the WP Constellations podcast. She is also the co-founder of Underrepresented in Tech, a website with a free database that helps a diversity of people find opportunities in tech. She is the creator of WPSpeakers.com and WP Career Pages. She's an author, a frequent organizer, and speaker at WordPress events. And if that weren't enough, she also has a full-time job at Stellar WP as Director of Community Engagement. And if you could see the video right now, Michelle's just turning a little pink.
Just a little.
Just a little. And hot off the press as of announced today on the platform known as X, Michelle posted some exciting news. She is taking on a new role as the Executive Director of Post Status, which is a membership community for people who grow and sustain the WordPress community. There is a reason Michelle was called the, quote, busiest woman in WordPress by Matt Mullenweg at WordCamp US in 2022. Welcome, Michelle.
Thanks for having me. This is exciting. I'm excited that you're rebooting your podcast and that you'll be there's. We need more women podcasters, especially in WordPress. And so I'm very excited that you're, you know, reestablishing. That's really exciting.
Yes. And, you know, just thinking about how to get back into it. And I realized, wow, I do know several women who have podcasts in WordPress. And
yeah.
I want to know more about them. I want to know more about their podcasts, and I want to help promote their podcasts as well. And so while you have so many amazing things we could talk about, I want to start off by just asking you about, of these many podcasts that I just listed, which one was your first and why did you start it?
So WP Coffee Talk was my first podcast, and I had learned about I had attended a session at a WordCamp. I think it was WordCamp Portland, Maine, where somebody, I wish I could give him credit. I'd have to go back and look at the website. I don't remember who it was that gave the talk. But there was a fellow who gave a talk on podcasting. And I thought, oh gosh, wouldn't that be a really cool thing to be able to offer my customers? Because I was freelancing at the time, doing marketing, building websites. And so I thought, well, that'd be really cool. So every time I would talk to a new customer, I'd be like, hey, are you interested in starting a podcast? I can help you get that going. Oh, no, no, no. I mean, I had customers that were like picking up dog poop. That was like Lily's Poop Patrol doesn't exist anymore, but that was one of my favorite websites. We're number one for your dogs, number two. That was the best tagline I think I ever came up with. he didn't need a podcast. It turns out that you don't need a podcast about picking up dog poo, but I thought, well, wouldn't it be cool? I could at least try to start a podcast of my own. So I have the experience. I'll probably get 3 or 4 episodes out. Nobody's going to want to listen to it. I'll probably like my mother and my daughter. I'll probably have like two listeners. But it actually took on a life of its own. I built a website and launched on a Friday, which you're never supposed to do. Like 2 hours after I launched the site, I was like, oh, I should probably have a Twitter account for this. So I made a Twitter account. By Monday morning, I had 4 people signed up to be guests on the podcast. And by Monday night, I had 12 people signed up to be guests on the podcast. And I was like, oh, I better be careful because I could end up like just interviewing so many people and then not have the capacity to put it out. So I started to put some controls in place as to how many I would, record in a month, that kind of thing. And what I thought was going to die a sad little death that started in 2019 is still here 5 years later. So I've had some ups and downs through the pandemic and through some mental health issues associated with the pandemic. Ended up with some lean years. But right now I have 12 episodes ready to publish over the next few months, and I have more people signed up on the calendar. So I guess people liked it.
That's amazing. So you started it the same year that we started Women in WP. We started ours in January. And the kind of motivation behind that was a multi-pronged story. And people can listen to our first episode about that. But basically, Amy Masson was going to a WordCamp and wanted to listen to some podcasts on her drive. And they were all dudes. And she's like, why? And so it must have been before, because this was a few months. This was at the end of 2018, I believe, that she came to this conclusion, and she just threw it out there on Twitter. Well, hey, is anyone interested in starting a podcast? And I had been to Blog World in 2013, the very end of 2013, and did the podcast track. Why? I don't know. It was just the most fun track because the podcasters are the most fun
Kismet.
people. And I thought, I want to do a podcast. And I got really hung up on, you will not believe this, intro and outro music
Oh,
kept
I believe
me
it. It
from
is the
doing the
hardest
podcast.
thing.
That was it.
Oh
That was it. Like the
my gosh.
intro and outro. And so I met Tracy at LoopConf in 2015. She and I were like, yeah, we should have a Women in WP podcast. But then we talked to some women. They're like, well, we don't want to be separated out as women. We want to just be part of this. And so we didn't feel like we had anyone interested. But when Amy put that tweet out, it turned out, you know what? There actually is an interest in this, in meeting women, and particularly women around the world, I felt. Just because making it a worldwide thing made it more interesting. But
I agree.
guess what? Tracy had no problem with coming up with that intro, outro music and setting that all up. And Amy had all the organizational skills, and I was good at finding people. And between the three of us, we pulled it off. And I'll tell you
Absolutely.
what, I just couldn't have done it by myself. And I'm so curious, in your journey in engaging with these podcasts, what have been like the challenges for you?
Sure. So I didn't even have intros and outros when I first started because I was just like, let's just put it out there. I didn't have a lot of time to do stuff on the side, and the learning curve felt really big for some of those things. And so I was putting things out on YouTube without even thumbnails. Like I was like just jumped in with both feet and learned as I went, and kind of backtracked a little bit. Like I went back and added thumbnails so that like it all looks really pretty when you land on my YouTube account, like those kinds of things. And I'll tell you, I am a huge proponent now for accessibility, but in the early days, I didn't even know how to generate a transcript, right? And so those early podcasts don't even have transcripts associated with them. I'm a little embarrassed. I will probably go back and add them as I have time. For anybody that does go back and listen from the beginning. But anything last year and later has transcripts associated with it. Anything new I do, I promise there are transcripts. And part of that is finding the right, not only tools, but the right podcast host and things like that that will provide those for you. And then also understanding that maybe you should edit those a little bit because WordCamp often comes across as work camp. And that makes me think a little bit of like prisoners of war and things like that. So I'm really careful about some of those things, and finding the right place to host and all of that. So that was the first podcast, and I met Allie Nimmons through that because she signed up to be on the podcast. I had no idea who she was. Like that, please don't anybody go back and listen to that first episode unless you want to learn about Allie, but I fumbled my way through that, like talking over my guests, like all of those things that you learn over time. But we got through it, and I recorded four more in the first week, and I was like, this is amazing. And then people started like sponsoring it. Like, people are giving me money just to interview people and like show my face on YouTube and listen on a podcast. And I was like, this is insanity. But I mean, I'm not complaining at all. And so over time, people would say, hey, like Allie and I started underrepresented in tech, and we're like, let's do a vlog. We were gonna do a video blog, right? And then it was like, well, let's just turn it into a podcast. That's so much easier. So like, there's no more
Yes.
video. It's just podcast from that point. And then I wanted to do projects with people. And so I said to Kathy Zant one day, I'm like, I just really want to do a project with you. Do you want to start a podcast? She's like, sure. I said, let's meet this afternoon and record the first episode. So we met on a Friday afternoon, we recorded the first episode, decided what we'd call it, registered the domain name, created the website, and published the first episode by Monday morning. And just like went with it, So like that was the WP Motivate podcast. And
Awesome.
then I wanted to work with Hazel Kimpo on something. So we started Audacity Marketing. And it's kind of how it went. It seems silly in a way, but it's like, oh, I want to do a project with you. Let's do a podcast.
I love that. Bonding through podcasting.
People are tired of my voice already, I'm sure.
I mean, it's just amazing. I love how you didn't let anything hang you up, you know? And that's such a life lesson, it seems like, you know, better done than perfect. And I just couldn't, it's so funny how I really could not get over the intro outro. I just was sure that I had to have that and I couldn't start it without it. And like
I have a secret weapon for the intro outro. There is when you have an account, on YouTube, which most of us do now, it doesn't have to be a paid account even. You have creator tools available to you. And there's so much free music that people put on YouTube that you're allowed to use without any, attribution. And so that's now I might spend an hour listening to really bad music until I find the perfect vibe for the podcast. And then I sometimes have the same intro and outro, sometimes I don't. It really depends on the podcast itself and what sounds good.
yeah, and I think that's what Tracy ultimately did. She just got some free licensed music and she cropped it, and then she hired someone on Fiverr to take the logo that she designed and animate it so that could be part of our like animated intro with the music. And it was like nothing to her to make that happen. It's like, oh, huh. I sat on this for, let's see, 5 years because that. So, what is your favorite part of podcasting in terms of, you know, you have all these different podcasts, and are they all interview shows, or are some of them you're just talking to the same person each time?
Really, only one is an interview show. So WP Coffee Talk is an interview show. Sometimes Underrepresented in Tech will bring on somebody who's got something happening in the WordPress world that fits the DEIB nature of that project. And Allie has stepped back from that project. So I took a little bit of a hiatus. So starting in March, there's going to be new episodes where it's me just interviewing people. And then in April, I can't say who yet because we're keeping the surprise, but I do have a new partner on that podcast and in that project. So that'll be announced in March
Okay.
for us to begin in April. So stand by, but I promise it's another woman and you're going to want to have her on your show.
All righty. Do you find that the interview, like what's the different feeling between the interview podcast where the podcast where you're just talking to your co-host together, and how's the structure and feeling of that for you in doing that?
So interviewing is way easier because I just have to think of the questions in advance, right? And then you can riff off the conversation for sure. But for WP Coffee Talk, everybody gets to ask the exact same set of questions. Makes it a lot easier, right? But for like WP Motivate or Audacity Marketing, so Kathy and I or Hazel and I have to come up with a topic each week, and then we just kind of like launch into it. keep an eye on the time and just talk about it from our own experiences, either marketing or just motivational stuff. And by motivational, we really are just shooting the breeze about our lives. And we invite people to listen into those conversations. And some people like it and some people probably don't. And I don't care. Either way, it's fine, right? Because it's just fun for us to do, and it's very therapeutic too in a lot of ways. And then at WP Constellations, which is my day job, that's associated with Stellar WP. I'll bring a different co-host in every time from Stellar, and then we interview somebody either internal or external about a product. So it's really like about their products. So yeah,
So it's a good mix of interview versus just,
it
shooting the
is.
breeze, talking about off your knowledge, but a little bit more pressure on you to like show up for the non-interview ones and have something interesting to say. I totally feel you on that. Talk to me about post status because this is your whole new, this was a huge announcement today. And what is that going to mean for you?
So I actually started working with Post Status on as it's my second job. It's the side job. I started working with them in the fall of 2021, right around the same time I started working at Stellar WP, after GiveWP was acquired. And so I was hired to write about whatever I wanted to write about, because I about the things that interest me. So DEIB work, job placement, things like that I do a lot of work around. And so I just started working doing that kind of stuff. And over the course of the last few years, people have come, people have gone from the staff there. And then Corey talked to me a couple weeks ago and said he really wanted to do like he loves Post Status. He wants to keep working with it, but he doesn't want to be the face of it anymore. He needs somebody who can manage the day-to-day, and asked me if I would step in. We came up with a title together that we both liked, which was the executive director, because I'm like, hey, that's never been on my resume before. Let's try that one. So as of today, I'm handling the newsletter. I'm answering questions for people and making some decisions around things that happen within Post Status, but also within the Slack channel, being there for people to ask questions of, and everything from, like I say, chief cook and bottle washer, right? So it's like, oh, you have a problem with your account? Let me try to solve that for you. So support all the way up. But it's kind of nice. I've always from day one with Corey and Lindsay, been offered carte blanche. So I can write whatever I want. I wrote that the story 5 days without a shower, which was a little bit of an exposé on, inaccessibility in WordPress events. I wrote a very controversial article before that called "Misogyny in WordPress is Real." And
I've
so,
read these articles.
I'll send you the links if you want to include them in the show notes if people are interested. But really, given the opportunity, I can interview who I want. I don't have to get permission to do things like that for the draft podcast. Post status draft. And so I do that too, right? So if somebody has something interesting they want to talk about, we chat. It's not a webinar per se, but sometimes it's webinar type information. I did a podcast for the draft not too long ago with Matt Medeiros on how to be a good podcast guest, because I think a lot of people don't understand. And I think I posted it on Twitter, and you answered that a lot with some ideas too. And so we incorporated all of those into that conversation as well. So, it's really exciting that I get to be part of that community. I remember the first time I was ever mentioned in the Post Status newsletter for WP Coffee Talk. I screenshot it and I saved it in a folder, and now I'm the executive director. So, girls' dreams do come true.
Well, and for people who are listening, we have a lot of people who are kind of in the know of the WordPress community, but we have a lot of listeners who may not be. And I realize it took me a long time to even find post status. And it would be really great for you to describe what post status is, who it's for, because there's different levels kind of belonging, if you will, and different types of engagement. And then what are the offerings of post status to the community.
So, most people think of it as a newsletter, because we do put out a weekly newsletter where we aggregate a bunch of WordPress news from the week, events and things like that. And I have people who are contributing to that. So Marika van der Rocht is one of the owners or one of the investors in Post Status, and she writes a column. Nathan Ingram writes a column about what's happening in the business of WordPress. And then I coordinate what's happening in hiring, so the jobs and things like that, and as well as community. And now I write the intro to the newsletter as well. But it's more than a newsletter; it's a community. And so we have our own Slack channel. When you are a member of PostStatus, and you can be an individual member, or you can sign up as a company for or a hosting company, agency, things like that. So there's different levels, depending on the size of your organization that you can sign up for. And but you get it gives you access to the Slack community, and I think that that's
Okay.
really where so much of the magic happens, because so many conversations happen in there, publicly about what's going on in WordPress and what people think, and questions, and helping people solve thing problems that they're up against. But also, we don't see those private conversations, but we hear about the fact that so many deals have been struck, or at least started, acquisitions, mergers, things like that, hiring, those kinds of big deal issues, because people are connecting with one another in the PostStatus Slack. So it's really about that. We put out as much helpful information. I did a Career Fest, WP Career Fest, a couple years ago. We're going to do another one this summer. Helping people understand how to get hired and how to do hiring. What's the best
Right.
practices that way in WordPress? As well as, like I said, this PostStatus draft. I work with Corey Moss. Corey Miller and Corey Moss launched OMG IMG plugin last year. Now I'm working with Corey Moss to market it in public. So every Tuesday from 5 to 6, we do a live stream on YouTube that gets put up on the PostStatus draft as well. So a lot of fun things happening.
So it sounds like if you want to be in the know, like getting on that PostStatus newsletter, and if you want to be engaged and connecting with other people and building your network, the Slack community is like key there. And then how would you compare that to like the WP Minute, which is another s kind of newsy kind of site in that way? Like you do similar crossover there, right?
There's a lot of joking back and forth about the fact that, like, we're better, you're better, that kind of stuff. But the
Yeah.
truth is, I contribute to both, and I'm paid by one, and I contribute to the other. And Matt Medeiros came on the PostStatus show with me, and so there's a lot of crossover. I think the focus of what people are looking for is different with all of the newsletters. I think that I sign up for all the newsletters. I
Yeah.
see what people are putting out there because we focus on different things. We're not WP Tavern. We're not the WP Minute. We're not WP Weekly or Weekly WP. I can't remember all the
Yeah.
different names of the ones that I get. You know what I'm trying to say, though. And I think that we tend to focus and tell the stories in different ways. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. So it's not like there's really no competition. It's really different ways that you can consume information and different ways to be involved. So like WP Minute has a Slack channel now too. I'm in it. I see, I
Yeah.
support them as well. And so it's just about being in touch with one another and being part of the community in a way that you can actively participate as frequently as you'd like.
So I am going to have you pick some favorite, either favorite podcasts that you listen to right now, other than your own. If you do, and I hate to put you on the spot like that because it's so funny when I'm asked my favorite podcasts, they usually have nothing to do with WordPress, and that's okay if you are a podcast consumer of something other than WordPress. Like what, or even some of your favorite episodes that you've recorded recently. Like I just listened to your episode with Chris Ford on WP Coffee Talk, loved it, and it really helped me feel better about kind of the past several years of the pandemic and everything. You two were so frank about imposter syndrome, about just trying to even, she was trying to get a recording that she had to get up for an online event that you helped her with, mental health issues. Like what ends up being like kind of the topics or things that you end up gravitating for that just really gives you a lot of juice?
I'm not going to name a specific podcast because I really look for topics more than anything
Yeah.
else.
Yeah. So what
But
is your
I,
favorite? What are your favorite topics?
yeah,
That's a
so
good
my
one.
favorite topics are listening to people who are underrepresented folks, right? So not just my own podcast. Obviously, I talk about stuff there, but listening to other people talk about how they made moves and how they climbed the ladder within, whether it's WordPress or tech in general, as an underrepresented person, whether that means they're a person of color, they're a woman, they're disabled, they are neurodivergent. Like there's so many different ways, LGBTQ community, all of those different things. And I think of myself as kind of a gap filler. So I listen to what people are talking about. And then I think of how can we address that in the way that in the community that we work in, from which for most of us is WordPress. What are the areas that need to be addressed? How can we talk about those things? How can I bring those further? How can I bring them into PostStatus? How can I bring them into some of my other podcasts and be inspired by those people and maybe then invite them to be a guest on mine too, right? So, but you don't know what you don't know until you start to really look and listen to what people are talking about and listen to the struggles and listen to the challenges, but also the triumphs of people who are trying to do things in a man's world, if you will, right? It's like there's a lot of cishet white men at the top of every food chain, but specifically technology. And yeah, they're great. I'm not putting them down, but like move over. There's room for more, kind of thing. And so I do really listen to a lot of those kinds of voices from all over to make sure that I'm helping to address the issues. And, I don't want to climb a ladder and remove the rungs behind me. I want to climb a ladder and make sure that those rungs are really secure before the next people come up behind me. So if I can do that, then I think that I've helped a lot. And I think that listening to a lot of voices helps us do that.
Well, and those two posts that you mentioned that you wrote speak to that, so that passion comes through. And you're even with your career pages and your speakers pages, and of course underrepresented tech, but even those, even though they might be used by the white cisgendered men,
Of course.
you I have felt that come from you, that you are the gap filler. You are the one who is trying to get those people who don't have easy access to any of that stuff,
Right.
access. And so it provides access to everyone, but I think what drives you, it seems to me, is getting the access to the people who usually would have more restricted access. So that does seem to
Right.
be your personal passion and what motivates you
Yeah.
to continue to stay engaged with being the busiest woman in WordPress. Yeah.
Well, when I was at WordCamp US 2019, 20, no, 2022,
I was there
post-pandemic,
with San
yes,
Diego.
in San Diego, I was not the only person there who had mobility issues. And I talked to some of the other people there with mobility issues to find out how they were faring. And they were not faring any better than I was.
Wow.
And I realized that I have a very loud voice in WordPress for whatever reason. I've carved it out. People have given me a platform and a voice. And so if I have that platform, I should be using it for others. And so I try as often as possible to speak to that. I think of myself as, that icebreaker boat that goes, that big ship that like takes on and busts through the ice so that all the smaller ships can come behind. And yeah, sometimes that boat gets scarred, and sometimes that boat, but it's got broad shoulders and it's got a thick hull to be able to like, yeah, so you get beat up a little bit, but I'm still afloat so that the people who come behind me won't get beat up as badly and can float through a little more easily. And so that's kind of how I see it. And I realize that there will be other people who are going to be able to take that over and move forward, and I will happily cede that position to them when my job is done. And I think that there's still a little time left for me to be able to do some of those things. But I'm excited to see other women really taking, really taking position and positions of authority. And there's a lot of women CEOs now, and there's a lot of women directors now, more than there was 10 years ago or 14 years ago when I started in WordPress. Gosh, I think it was 13 years ago, to be honest. And to see women really take the stage more, to see women have those positions within companies has been exciting for me. And then to have a project like Underrepresented in Tech to make sure that the speaker or the guests that come on WP Coffee Talk, that I am representing underrepresented people in those areas too, I think has really helped a lot. And that's just something that's a huge passion because our world is such a rich place. if we don't all look and sound the same. And so we really do have to make sure that we are inclusive of more people and more people's experiences and their points of view so that everything is enriched by that.
Yeah, I love that. And that, of course, for women in WP, that was just the
Of
huge motivation.
course.
And for us also, not just women, but that we found a diversity of women and a diversity of countries and a
Yes.
diversity of, first languages. And it made the world a smaller place. And like you said, it's more rich. But when, when I went to WordCamp Europe, I could hug all these women that I only knew from the podcast, and it was like, wow, there's just a worldwide community here. It makes the
Yeah.
world a smaller place. But I think when you do represent, people who aren't as well represented, for us with women in WP, it's been like you're speaking to the CEOs, the company owners, the plug-in. It overcomes a lot of stereotypes that are out there in tech. And especially, I've had seen things on Twitter, oh, everyone assumes that the plugins on the repository are all written by men, or there's no women
Right.
developers and that
That's
kind
not
of.
true.
That's not true, and there's so many. And so I'm hoping
Yeah.
that on our website we can start to highlight those and kind of create some filters where you can see
Absolutely.
like who are the women plugin developers that we've interviewed, who are the women CEOs or company founders and things
Yeah.
like that. I'm hoping to add a lot more filters for people to be able to see that kind of
Yeah.
breadth of skill. They're not just all designers and marketing people, which is where women are acceptably
Yeah.
niched into. Yeah.
I work for Stellar WP, which is part of Liquid Web, and our president is a woman, Carrie Wheeler. And so at the end of last year, I was able to bring her on the WP Constellations podcast and talk about her experiences as a woman CEO or woman, I'm sorry, woman president of the company. And it was delightful. And it was really exciting to be able to talk to a woman who's got such power and authority within a big company and think other women can do that too.
That's fabulous. So I think we'll start wrapping up here. And what I wanted to ask you is just kind of an exit question is what's your advice for anyone who wants to, any woman listening to this show who wants to start a podcast and might think, oh, there's so many. Should I start one? I want to speak maybe to that self of me
Yeah.
back in 2014 where I didn't. So what would you say to someone?
Yeah, I think I think anybody can do it. I think anybody should do it, right? And sometimes people get bogged down in the, well, what's the right microphone? I don't have the right lighting. And just start. Like when you listen to my early podcast and I had no external microphone, that's tinny as heck. Like it sounds terrible because I'm just using my computer's microphone, right? But it gets better. And like the lighting was terrible, but it gets better because as you grow, you maybe have some sponsorship and you can get better equipment. But start. If you don't start, you can't grow into those things. And yes, there's room because your point of view is different than everybody else's point of view. Your take on things, your direction of your podcast can be different than everybody else's. If you start WP Coffee Chat and you borrow all my questions, maybe that's not going to fly as much. But if you start something that means something to you, then absolutely, I say go for it. There's room for more women, there's more room for more underrepresented folks, and there's lots of conversations that can still be had.
Well, thank you so much for being such an advocate for all of us and being that ice the icebreaker that's plowing the lane for all of us to flow into joyfully. And
Hope so.
I hope that we all also take up that mantle of just being that person to help. You could lead
Yeah.
us as an example. If you see something that's not working for someone, speak up and stand up, because I think
Yeah.
it's sometimes hard for people in that position to stand up for themselves.
Yeah. Well, do you know what's better than one icebreaker? Two. You know what's better than two
Yes.
icebreakers? Four. So don't, it doesn't, everybody doesn't have to line up behind one person. You can take it on your shoulders too if you feel confident. And if you don't feel confident, come talk to me. I will give you that pep talk that you might need. But absolutely, there's plenty of room for all of us to really make an impact.
Well, this is just the pep talk I needed to keep going with our subsequent episodes. And I'm really looking forward to speaking to so many other women podcasters and finding out what motivates them to keep going, because it's not easy, but it sure is a lot of fun.
Well, I'll be listening, I promise.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or join our Facebook group. We would be honored if you subscribe to the show. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Finally, if you want to be on the show or know someone who would, visit our website at womeninwp.com. Until next time.